The news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: ActionAid calls for youth-centered policies to drive development. Union calls for stakeholder consultations before NEMA hike. And in international news, head-on crash between police van and prison bus killed 14 in Namibia.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. ActionAid Zambia has called on government to urgently address long-standing challenges facing the country's youth, warning that neglecting these issues could derail Zambia's goal of attaining middle-income status by 2030. In an interview, ActionAid Zambia Programs Coordinator Michael Mansa has emphasized the need for youth-centered policies that reflect the real-life experiences and challenges of young people across the country. He has urged policymakers to move beyond superficial commitments and enact legislation that is rooted in meaningful engagement with youth from diverse backgrounds. Mr. Mansa has stated that young people are not just beneficiaries of development, they are essential drivers of it. United Health and Allied Workers Union of Zambia has called on the National Health Insurance Management Authority to suspend its proposed increase in monthly contributions until thorough consultations are held with key stakeholders in the health sector. NEMA is considering increasing monthly individual contributions as part of efforts to improve the quality of healthcare services in the country. But Union President Daniel Mwembe has accused NEMA of consistently making unilateral decisions without adequate stakeholder engagement. Dr. Mwembe has further cautioned that bypassing stakeholder input risks eroding public trust and could spark resistance to future healthcare reforms.
They need to engage the stakeholders. Let's go back to the drawing board. Remember that the inception of this NEMA was actually from the trade union lobby, where we had to sit down and lobbied to say we cannot have a funeral scheme. We needed to have also something that provided the help. That's where the NEMA is coming from. So we need to go back to the drawing board and start looking at what are the challenges that this scheme has faced, how can we work out those challenges and improve the services that this scheme is offering. Yes, we can agree that let's increase, but at the end of the day, we find that we are increasing for somebody to go and manipulate the funds.
Biogas Technology Zambia has expressed concern over the lack of incentives in the biogas subsector, saying it has contributed to the low uptake of the renewable energy source despite growing public interest. Organization Director Kasaila Musonda has described the situation as worrying, especially given the increasing demand for sustainable energy solutions in the country. Ms. Musonda has emphasized the need for deliberate policy measures and targeted incentives to support the growth of the biogas subsector. She has added that strengthening the biogas industry is vital if Zambia is to effectively explore renewable energy alternatives in the face of climate change.
At the moment, there's no incentives that have been put in place by the government. There's nothing. This is why people are failing to build the registers. But the interest has grown now because people have realized that in as much as we can have other alternatives, we're also looking forward to a day when, to a time when, they will also be able to provide incentives for these beneficiaries in the country so that they can be able to manage to come to us and build a biodigester plant. I think there's need for them to work with farmers. There's need for that linkage. Either they work with us to provide services to the farmers through, they give us subsidies, incentives, and then we go and build for the farmers.
Mbabala Member of Parliament Joseph Munsanje has disclosed that more than 24 boreholes have been drilled in the constituency using funds from the 2025 Constituency Development Fund as part of ongoing efforts to improve access to clean water and enhance water retention. In an interview, Mr. Munsanje has explained that the initiative also includes the creation of water trenches to help retain more water within local communities. He has further revealed that an additional 1 million kwacha has been earmarked to drill more boreholes before the end of the year. Mr. Munsanje has emphasized that improving water access and retention will yield long-term benefits for rural development, food security and public health in the area.
We bought a rig as the Mbabala concessionary with Choma Central, a drilling rig so that we can dig more boreholes, sink more boreholes for our people. And for us to find that water down there, we have to put measures to retain that water. And so far we have already done 24 boreholes in Mbabala concession out of the drilling rig. It's proven cheaper and better for us, and we want to do more. We have allocated another 1 million kwacha to the 2025 budget to do more boreholes for our community.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Economic analyst Yusuf Dodia says Zambia could achieve single-digit inflation by 2027 rather than the government's target of 2026 if it maintains its current focus on economic development and avoids reversing policies that have supported recent progress. Mr. Dodia has emphasized the importance of consistency in policy implementation to sustain the gains made so far, cautioning that any shift in economic strategy could delay progress. He has explained that while Zambia is on a positive economic trajectory, achieving and sustaining lower inflation will require targeted efforts in key sectors that support long-term growth. His remarks follow President Hakainde Hichilema's recent assurance that the government is working tirelessly to reduce inflation to single digits by December 2025 or January 2026.
Some of the things I think we need to focus on as we look to strengthen our economy and hopefully come down to an exchange rate that will be lower than 15 kwacha to a dollar, and also an inflation rate that will go into single digits. I think that is very possible, maybe not in 2026, but possibly in 2027, if we focus on developing our economy without reversing some of the policies that have brought positive gains to our economy.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
A head-on collision in Namibia involving vehicles belonging to the security services killed 14 people, including 11 members of the prison service, a police officer and two civilians. The accident took place 270 kilometers south of the capital of Windhoek, outside the town of Mariental, on Saturday. President Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwah wrote on social media that no words can truly capture the depth of the loss, praising the souls of the fallen officers. The BBC has more.
China and India say there's deepening trust between the two countries after years of tension, including a border dispute. Xi Jinping and Narendra Modi met on the sidelines of a regional summit in Tianjin. President Xi said China and India were partners, not rivals. He called it the dragon and the elephant coming together. Mr. Modi said there'd been steps to prevent any repeat of deadly border clashes. Indonesia's president has responded to mass unrest across the country by announcing that he'll cut some perks for politicians. Fury at extra pay and allowances for MPs, while Indonesians are struggling with the cost of living, has triggered widespread violence. The homes of some politicians have been looted. President Prabowo Subianto also ordered the security forces to take action against those who acted illegally. Anti-immigration protests have taken place across Australia. Brawls occurred with counter-protesters in several cities, and a number of arrests were made.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
Zesco Ndola Girls FC narrowly missed out on the CAF Women's Champions League COSAFA qualifier 2025 title after a tense 4-3 penalty shootout defeat to Botswana's Gaborone United Girls FC in the tournament's final. The match ended 1-1 in regulation time, with Zesco coming from behind to